Hello guys, my name is Benjamin Loya from My Amazon Guy, and I just wanted to create a video to talk about the new experience on Manage All Inventory with the dashboard that Amazon is launching, or Amazon launched like a few weeks ago. Try the new Manage All Inventory beta and share your feedback. So on some accounts we are seeing, almost on everyone, on every account, we are seeing this message. So if we click on Explore New Experience, it's going to take us to a new view. And we are going to be able to sort in here for by sales or status, or depending what we want to see, we can sort by title, etc. But this one is the one that I like the most, because you can see like sales highest on top, and you are going to be able to see the performance for the last 30 days in here. You know how many sales you did without going to business reports and checking per ASIN, units sold, page views, sales rank. And the category you have, you are going to be able to see, of course, the information you always see in there, ASIN, SKU, and if you click in here, it's going to let you know the marketplaces you have on that one. I don't have permissions, I don't know why, but if we go to, for example, in here, this is another cool feature, available FBA, we can see FBA inventory details, you know, if we click on the number. So we will be able to see how many reserve units we have, customer orders, how many of those are customer orders, how many of those are FC transfers and FC processing, customer damage, and even we have next steps in here, you know, like create removal order for item, review all unfulfillable inventory, etc. This is a nice place where we are going to be able to have a lot of things in hand that, before it used to take some more clicks to get there, you know. So this is nice to see. If I want to change the listing or something like that, I can click in here and click on edit listing, and it's going to take me to the back end, but as well some direct more direct access, you know, like manage images. If we have manage man if we click on manage images, it's going to take us there directly. And besides that, we can click in here on view reference and business price as well. And we are going to be able to set the maximum price, the minimum price, the maximum price that you want to have in there. And even the business price, you can set it all at once, and you can save it all. I don't want to move anything right now. I don't want to make changes, so I'm not going to save anything. But another cool thing in here is that Amazon is going to throw some recommendations on the left part of the window, listing status, next steps. So out of stock, for example, if you click on replenish inventory, that they are advising to do this, it's going to take us directly to create a shipment, for example. So just wanted to make a quick walkthrough in here with you guys. So if you find it useful, please give to this a like and share to your friends, because I believe this is going to help you improve on the time that you are, or on how much time you are spending on your Seller Central account when you are looking for some things. It has been helping me, and I'm going to push to utilize this feature, and I will provide my feedback to Amazon to see if I can get their attention on this, if I can share some things to improve. Thanks for watching my video. I will see you later. Have a great day. Bye bye.